Welcome once again to Connoisseur's Corner. I am Jordan Rich, along with Annie Copps, Annie the great food writer, and also a pretty nifty cook herself. And we're going to talk a little bit about preparing foods and a way of preparing certain meals, braising them, braising foods. What does that mean, actually?
Well, right. I mean, I talk about restaurants and food-related events a lot, and I do spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And this time of year, I love it because you really do get to cook. In the summer, you want to just slice a tomato and put some salt, pepper, and olive oil on it. Mm. Let the tomato be it's what it's meant to be, what you've been waiting for, you know, through the cold months. But in the winter, you want, you know, we crave things like stews and braised meats. And what braising is, traditionally, you take an inexpensive cut of meat that you couldn't just, you know, pan saute, mm-hmm. and you sear it, and that does not seal in the juices, but it does caramelize the outside and help build the sauce. So you take that, you sear it off, and then you add aromatics like carrots and onions and celery and some herbs, and then some cooking liquid, whether stock, wine, juice, tomatoes, cover it and let it go for hours. And that could be a pot roast, a brisket, short ribs, whatever you like, but this is what we want this time of year, right? Doesn't that just sound
slow? Slow and simmery.
Slow and simmery and kind of sexy food, I think.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Well, a new take on braising your meat and your dishes. It sounds terrific. And thanks for sharing that. And, of course, all the other things that you'll be hearing here on Connoisseur's Corner that Annie's all about, which is new restaurants, which is great food, innovative ideas, and certainly from Annie's Kitchen. We appreciate that. All part of Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.